Hey there, I'm Melissa Batt, the host of Priorities on Purpose, a podcast for overwhelmed women who are tired of going through the motions. You know there has to be more to this life than the cycle of numbing out, scrolling social media, exhausting yourself with a never-ending to-do list, and still feeling like a failure at the end of the day. You have hope that tomorrow will be different, and I'm here to help you make sure that it actually is. I'm a Christian life coach, and on this podcast, we talk all about intentional living, mental health struggles, and tangible ways to be the best versions of ourselves with Jesus at the center. I promise to be your hype girl and biggest cheerleader as I share simple strategies to help you get out of your rut, eliminate distractions, and live the life you are created for. Are you ready to go beyond existing and learn how to truly live? Put your earbuds in and let's get to it, friend. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Priorities on Purpose. I'm your host, Melissa Batt, a Christian life coach and a faith mentor, helping you grow closer to Jesus. That's my goal. So today is going to be a short episode on a few Bible verses that I think are going to be super helpful for you. Why am I so passionate about helping you live with intention, to live on purpose? Because I've been there. I know what it's like to be on the hamster wheel. I know what it's like to go through the motions. I know what it's like to look back and think, what the heck did I do for the last 10 years? Because time freaking flies. That's why. I just ran across some Bible verses I had written out in my journal a few years ago. And it's so good that I was like, we're doing a whole episode on this because these verses are so good. There's so much meat here and it's short, sweet, and to the point, and you're going to understand it. There are sometimes when we are reading the Bible that we may not understand. Like, we're like, what's that mean? This is so super clear, plain as day. And so let's get into it. All right. So we are looking at Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 34. It says, this is the ESV, the English Standard Version. That's what I have written out in my journal. But afterwards, I will read you the NIV or the NLT from my current Bible. I switched Bibles to NIV again not too long ago, and so I'll read you that version as well. But I really like what I have written in my journal, so let's go there, okay? So Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 34. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close in on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all of those who live on the face of the earth. Okay. Do you hear how clear that is? Like, listen, you need to be careful. You need to pay attention. This is why circling the wagon is so important for me to live out, but also teach you guys to live out, because we have to recognize that we have a purpose here in this world. And the sooner we start walking in it, the better off we will be. And so these Bible verses are so good. I think I have it open in my Bible. That's the NIV version too. So let's read that real quickly. 21 verse 34. This is what the NIV says. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all of those who live on the face of the whole earth. So anyone feel anxiety? Is it just me? It's not just me, right? Like, I'm not the only one struggling with anxiety some days. So again, listen, he says, be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down. I didn't know what the word dissipation meant, so I had to Google it. And when I Googled it, one of the definitions, because there was a couple, was so clear to me. Here's what I had written down, and this is what Google, I don't know if it's Webster, I don't remember when I Googled it, but dissipation means squandering of money, energy, or resources. One of the classes that I have taught in the past is about checking your resources. Your resources are not just money. It's not just energy. There's so many other things. Time is a resource. People can be a resource. There are so many different ways to look at it. And so, again, I think this is an opportunity for us to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, because not paying attention has us living for the world. It has us weighed down with squandering our money, squandering our energy, squandering our time. God doesn't want us to squander. We have work to do, y'all. We have work to do. And it's good for our hearts to do the work, because that's why we were created. When we are struggling in a cycle of depression, most likely, not all the time. Listen, I struggle. I have the diagnosis of depression. Okay. So I'm not saying it's all the time, because there's a lot of different things that go into affect it. But I do know that one reason we sometimes struggle with depression is when we are not living in our purpose. When we are living in our purpose, it is when I am filled with the most joy. Now, granted, I'm living in my purpose every day, but there are days when, like, you know, life gets me down. I get sick. I'm super distracted. Life just comes. And so in those moments when I have to take my eyes off of the work that I was created for, that's when I'm most likely to feel depressed. And so be careful of your ways, because your heart will be weighed down with the anxieties of life, dissipation, the squandering of money, energy, and resources. That day will close in on you unexpectedly. That right there is why being intentional is so important. Life is happening whether we want it to or not. We can either be proactive or we can be reactive. Today, I want to challenge you to sit with God for a minute and ask Him to tell you how you're doing in this area. Are you doing it well? Where are some areas that you may be squandering? Are you squandering in time, scrolling on social media? Are you squandering playing games on your phone? Are you squandering chasing success and status and money? Are you numbing out or binge watching your Netflix show every day instead of truly living? There have been plenty of days in my life where I was existing instead of living, and I was surviving instead of thriving. And I see there are times when that's necessary, because we need a minute to get a hold of life and to get it together. But if you've been doing that for a long period of time, you got to make a decision. Do you want to keep living like that? Because honestly, that's not even living. It's not living. It's existing. It's going through the motions. You're in a home, most likely, with other people. And when you are numbing out to your phone or binge watching your favorite reality TV show, you may be missing things with your children, your spouse, your siblings, your friends, with God. And so I know for me, and this isn't the whole point of this episode, but there was a moment when I had to make a decision, because I was very much struggling. And I recognized that I was trying to live through somebody else through watching reality TV. My favorite guilty pleasure was the Real Housewives of Orange County and Beverly Hills. Man, there was so much drama, and it just made me feel better about my own life. But it wasn't serving me, because God had work for me to do. And while I was numbing out doing that, I wasn't doing the other things that God wanted me to do. He wanted me to pay attention. He wanted me to start taking care of myself. He wanted me to look up and see my kids and have conversations with them and be fully present. And, you know, I'm not saying that reality TV or your favorite Netflix show doing a whole day's stint of just watching it is bad or sinful. I think that that's healthy sometimes to take a day and just veg out. I still love doing that, but God definitely convicted me. My personal conviction on Real Housewives, and it's not for any other reason except that I get sucked in. And once I start watching, I can't stop. And so I haven't watched it since. And that's such a crazy, you know, I'm like, yeah, he convicted me on that guilty pleasure because, again, it was robbing me of my life and the gifts he was trying to give me because I was too busy trying to feel nothing. I just wanted to be numb and check out because I was so just emotionally drained from different things I was going through. And so I want to challenge you to talk to God and ask him if there's anything that is getting in the way. And you can't do it all in one day. And maybe you're doing an awesome job. If you're doing an awesome job and there's like you're already on the other side of that and you have recognized that you need to live intentionally, take this moment and celebrate that. Celebrate it. There are so many things that you could have missed, but you didn't because you are being fully present with God, present with yourself, fully present with your, whether it's in your job or, you know, I'm even thinking like with my mom, my dad, my sisters, my friends. There are so many opportunities that I know I missed out on because I was completely checked out. But because I worked from home and I was still in the home and they had meals and fed and the house wasn't a complete pigsty most days, I felt like, oh, well, that's good enough. Well, good enough can get you by. And that survival mode, we'll do a whole nother episode and deep dive on the survival mode because there are times when it's necessary, but it's not a place where you are supposed to stay. You're not supposed to remain in survival mode because if you are, you know, let's just say you're in the ocean treading water, right? You can only tread water for so long before you drown. Eventually, you have to get yourself help to get out of the ocean. And so I just want to challenge you with that word today. Again, very simple. It's Luke chapter 21, verses 34 and 35. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close in on you unexpectedly like a trap. Be intentional, friends. Live on purpose for a purpose because God created you for such a time as this. Hey, friend, that's it for this episode. If you found value, I would love it if you could take a couple of seconds and leave me a quick review. While it may seem super simple, it is so beneficial and gives me the opportunity to help more women. Also, take a screenshot and share it on social media with your biggest aha today. Don't forget to tag me at Melissa Bad Official so we can connect. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, keep walking it out one baby step at a time because God's got you.